God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
What if Jesus told you he'd come to your house and heal you? What would you say? Come on. Most people would say, this man didn't say come on. Yeah, but it would be so wonderful if I could see him and then if I could feel him put his hand on my head. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, boy. Now, that's not as much faith. The Lord wouldn't be as pleased with you because faith pleases him. Did you hear me? Oh, if I could just feel something, if I could just feel the power, and if I could just see something, then I'd believe. No, you're refusing to walk by faith. You're requiring to see and feel. The reason why Jesus could turn and tell these people what great faith is because this man required not anything to see, not anything to feel, nothing. He just said, I want your word. Would you give me a word? Would you just say it? If you would say it, that's all I need. And Jesus said, what great faith. It pleased him. It blessed him. How many of you want Jesus to be pleased with you? Amen. Well, then we must stop clamoring to see and feel. Did you hear me? And take his word and say, that's it. I got it. How you know? You see anything? Don't have to see anything. He said it. You feel any different? Don't have to feel any different. He said it. Amen. And be disciplined as a good soldier. A big problem we have in the body of Christ is so much laxness and so much looseness. We're supposed to be good soldiers in the army, respectful and submissive to the captain of our salvation. And people come up, you know, sloppy and shoes unshine and buttons askew and go, Lord, I need to be healed. I need to be healed. Please heal me. And he says, soldier, you're healed. Well, I know you said that, and I read all them verses, but man, I still hurt, and please, heal me. He said, I said, you are healed. Well, I know you said that, but it hurts worse now than it did before I started talking to you, and the test came back worse, and I know it's not so, because it don't look so, and it don't feel so. That's insubordination. People don't realize it, but it is. Isn't it?
Yes, amen.
What do? He said, permission to be healed, sir. He says, you're healed, sir. Thank you, sir. And you're gone. You don't check to see how you feel. You don't check to see if he says you're healed. Let that be the final authority.
Amen.
Let that be it. Amen. It's not just in healing. This is in every area. This is how you walk by faith in every area of life. If he says, go do this. He says, go do this. Then what do? You go do it. You come here, then you come here. You do this, then you do it. You do that, you do it. Yeah, but why? And what's going to happen? And how are we going to do that? And where's the money? Insubordination. Sloppiness. Unbelief. Disrespect. When God says something, it means something. Where the word of a king is, there's power. When he said, light be, what happened? Light became. When he says, you're healed, believe it. Amen? Well, we're just keep on praying and believing till we get it. And y'all keep on believing with us and we'll just keep hoping. Well, when are you going to believe you got it? When people talk like that, when are they going to believe they got it? When they see it. Will they believe they've got it before they see it? No. They're not going to believe they're healed until all the reports come back clear, until they feel healed and they look healed, and then they'll think they're going to believe it. But it'd be too late to believe it then. You feel it then. Faith occurs before you see and feel. Right? When you just take the word. What about you got bills piled up on your table? You don't know where the money's going to come from. But you're a giver. You're a tither. What'd the Bible say? But my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Is that the word of the commander-in-chief? Is that the word of the captain of your salvation? Can you put your life on it? Can you stand on it? Can you depend on it? But you see why people don't get results is because it doesn't mean much to them. I've had people look at me and go, yeah, I know that verse. But, well, they don't respect it. I said, they don't respect it. Still looking for something else. Yeah, I heard that verse. I know that. I've read all them scriptures. But you don't understand how I feel and what I've been through and what the Latin name is and what's going on in the market and what people have put me through. Well, see, you have more faith in what you can see and feel than you do in this. And you'll not get results till that's changed. Oh, but can you act like the centurion? Can you be like him? Yes. He doesn't even have to see Jesus for himself. He doesn't have to see anything. He doesn't have to feel anything. Jesus doesn't have to come to his house. He doesn't have to have any laying on of hands. He doesn't have to have any prophesying. He doesn't have to have anything special. He sent messengers out and said, just tell them the command. Just speak the word. He didn't have a New Testament. We couldn't have taken him to 1 Peter 2:24 or Matthew 8:17 or any of those scriptures. He said, just, could you give me the word? Jesus turns around. Keep reading here in Luke. Verse 9, he heard these things. He marveled at him. Marveled at him. And he turned him about and he said to the people that followed him, I say to you, I've not found so great faith. No, not in Israel. In Matthew, you know, he went into this about, he said, many are going to come from different directions and sit down with Abraham and the patriarchs of faith in the kingdom of God. But there will be those, he called them the children of the kingdom, they'll be cast out. What that means is it was prepared for them, but they didn't receive it and believe it. So they get left out. But here people from the outside come in that didn't have a heritage of faith, but they came and got in and believed and will sit down with Abraham. How many know there's going to be some folk that were some of the roughest heathen, some of the most ungodly folk, but they came to God and they got saved and they're going to sit at table with the likes of Abraham. Amen. And folk like me and you. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Maybe Gentile background and without covenant, but now we're in covenant. We'll sit down. And one thing I'm saying here too is don't get your eyes on somebody else and say, well, yeah, but they can quote all them scriptures and they grew up in church and they could probably have faith like that. But me, I don't know all that stuff. This man didn't know this stuff. He probably couldn't have quoted half a dozen scriptures to you. He didn't have a Bible. He didn't go on to seminary. He was out fighting, swinging a blade. Right? Can the average Joe have great faith? Can somebody pumping gas and stocking groceries have faith that the Lord marvels at? Somebody that hadn't been to theological seminary, somebody that hadn't learned a lot of scriptures, can you look up and go, God, I don't know much, and you know I'm rough as can be, but I know this. If you say this, I believe it. And I just expect it to happen. It's as simple as that. Brother Smith Wigglesworth used to be fond of saying, he said, there's something about believing God that'll cause him to pass over 1 million people to get to you. Yes. Amen. He don't care how old or young you are, or how poor your pronunciation is, or what color you are, or gender, or none of that. If you'll believe God, his eyes are searching to and fro throughout the whole earth. Amen. Amen. And when he finds faith, he moves. I said, when he finds faith, he moves. Somebody said out loud, when he finds faith, he moves. Oh, glory to God. He manifests for what people are believing for. Look at the 13th verse here. Well, that's Matthew. Go back to Matthew. Matthew said some things here that Luke didn't get into. Matthew 8. Matthew 8 and 11. Well, let me read 10. Jesus heard it. He marveled and said to them that followed, "Verily I say to you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say to you that many shall come from the east and west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom will be cast out into outer darkness. They'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth." And Jesus said to the centurion, now we know he said it to his friends, but he was saying it to the centurion too, "Go your way, and as you have believed, so be it done to you." How will it be done to you? Will it be done to you as you have believed? Will it be done for me as I believed? Does it work that way for everybody? Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, what are you believing right now? What are you believing right now? If you're believing something, it means you're persuaded of it. And having been persuaded of it, it puts you in a state of expecting. Anybody expecting anything in here tonight? Are you expecting something? If it's for your body, if you're persuaded, you're expecting changes. And you're not moved if it didn't change yesterday or the day before. You're expecting. Yeah, but it didn't happen in 3 days. Well, that means you're closer to it than you were. Amen. Right? And you're closer to it right now than you've ever been. If you're expecting. If you're believing and you're persuaded that you have received inside, you've spoken the word, you believe it is effective, it puts you in a state of expecting to see it out here. Anybody expecting changes in your body then? Well, as you believe, that's how it'll be done to you. And apparently the man was believing exactly what he told him, because when he said that word, they went home and the servant was what? He's laying there, body racked with pain, paralyzed, in an awful state, torment. But the very minute those words came out of Jesus' mouth, His master, that centurion, was believing that. And that's all he asked for. He required nothing else. The moment those words came out of his mouth, pain left. Body parts loosened up. He was able to sit up on the bed, use an arm and leg that he couldn't use before, smile when he could do nothing but cry and writhe in pain. Oh, glory to God. Can the Lord do it again?
Yes.
He is doing it again. Hallelujah. His servant was healed in the self same hour. Look what it says in Luke, if you're going back and forth. In Luke, I know we're turning, but I like to get it all. In Luke, what did he say? He said, they were sent, they returned to the house, and they found the servant whole. Everybody say whole. He wasn't just some better. He wasn't just improved. He was whole. Able to do anything that anybody else could do. He was whole. Praise you, Lord.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Centurion's Servant, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R718. That's R718. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.